Thank you, Sam. Some more news items now. Work is set to begin on a new multi-million pound wing at one of Norfolk's hospitals, which will be built hundreds of miles away. The Willow Therapy Unit is a £19.2 million new facility at Norwich Community Hospital, which aims to drastically reduce the amount of time people spend in acute hospitals. The new facility will provide 48 new beds at the Norwich site and provide the therapy and rehabilitative care needed for people to leave hospital and return to the community. But the actual work to construct the extension is set to take place more than 250 miles away in Northumberland. Norfolk Community Health and Care Trust has enlisted construction company Merit to build to facility, which will be built from modular buildings called ultrapods. The work to piece the extension together will be carried out at the firm's factory in Cramlington near Newcastle upon Tyne. It will then be carried the 267 miles to Norfolk and installed at the site in Beauthorpe Road. The innovative constructive method will mean the facility can be built in a third of the amount of time as on-site projects. It will also mean the bulk of the work can be done without causing disruption in the hospital grounds.
A homelessness charity that was turfed out of its previous premises almost a year ago has received a lifeline from county businesses to help it continue. Anon, a charity which helps homeless people and those facing food poverty, was previously housed in an old Wyndham Town Council building from December 2020. However, early in 2023, Anon was told its tenancy was up as the authority needed the building back, leaving the charity facing homelessness itself. Following a plea in the evening news, Anon has been able to work with four generous organisations to get almost the same amount of space as they had previously. Team leader Nicola Collier said, "We reached out to everyone we could think of. We are self-funded and our money goes into supporting those who need it, so the funds weren't there to rent somewhere else. Fortunately, following our cry for help, we were approached by Wyndham Methodist Church in Town Green, Barford Van Hire, and a charity's warehouse in central Norwich with storage space. We were also given use of an unused kitchen in Fairland United Reformed Church in Wyndham."
A 1950s rail car that was lovingly restored for a Norfolk Heritage Railway is up for a major national award. M56182 is a Class 104 driving coach, and it was built in 1958 by the Birmingham Railway Carriage and Wagon Company. Its transformation has been recognised nationally, and M56182 is one of five finalists in the Railcar Association's Railcar of the Year Award 2023. The award recognises restored vehicles that have returned to service over the last 12 months.
Surging demand for short breaks for Norfolk children with disabilities has prompted council bosses to propose a shake-up affecting thousands of families. In the past 5 years, Norfolk County Council has seen a 75% increase in application for short breaks, out-of-school activities for children with special educational needs or disabilities, which give parents time to recharge. More than 1,700 children and young people access short breaks each month, but County Hall bosses want to change how they are provided. Despite the Conservative Control Council facing a growing multi-million pound budget gap, they insist the changes are not to save money. Consultation was held over the summer, proposing moving from a model which assigns a specific budget to a family based on a child's disability, to looking at a child's need and working with their family to find the right activities. The short breaks budget would remain at £3.5 million per year, and the council has pledged children will not have activities reduced. In consultation, 43% of families strongly agreed or agreed with the proposal, while 31% strongly disagreed.
The biggest loftboarding firm in the UK has picked Norfolk for its newest base, in a move that will bring dozens of new jobs to the county. Instaloft Group, which includes sister companies Garage Flex and Instapark, is set to open a new depot near Norwich, which will serve as a temporary headquarters for the region until it can secure a permanent site. Initially, the firm said it will open up four new roles locally, with more due to be added in the coming months. The company, which converts unusable lofts into safe and accessible storage spaces, saw a 57.34% increase in revenue in 2023, compared with 2022, placing the group at £22.5 million turnover. Managing Director of Instaloft, Neil Stothert, said, "The opening of our depot in Norwich is another pin in the map of coverage across England and Wales. We look forward to helping homeowners across East Anglia enjoy bright, clean and usable loft space as we continue to build our reputation as the premier loft storage solutions provider."
Details of a new NHS GP surgery in one of the Norwich area's fastest growing areas has been revealed. Further discussions have taken place between health bosses and local councillors about the possibility of opening up a second surgery in Heatherset. It comes as the Humble Yard practice, which has sites in Cringleford, Heatherset and Mulbarton, struggles to cope with soaring demand and a patient list of more than 21,750. According to a joint letter from the Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board, South Norfolk Council and the Humble Yard Practice, all three parties are working together on the project. It states, "The practice is already oversubscribed and is working with the Integrated Care Board to ensure it has the premises and workforce to serve the current patient list and meet the future demand of the proposed 1,700 to 2,000 homes still to be built in its catchment area. The plans come as the village and its surrounding areas continue to struggle with a growing strain on vital infrastructure caused by a rapid housing boom."
Flood-hit residents in North Norfolk will get the chance to have their voices heard by a panel of experts at a major public meeting on flooding next month. Thousands of households across the region have been affected by recent flooding, including the Broads villages of Potterhigham, Horning and Hickling, and communities up to Sheringham on the North Norfolk coast. In Hickling, around a dozen households were unable to use their toilets, baths or showers for up to 2 months after storms raised water levels on the Broad, overwhelming the sewerage systems. Locals instead had to use a council-owned public toilet block at the end of Staithe Road, as well as showers at a North Walsham swimming pool and a laundrette in Wroxham. Now, those affected will be able to raise their concerns with representatives from Anglian Water, the Environment Agency and Norfolk County Council at a meeting at Hickling Barn Community Centre on Friday, February 2nd at 7 p.m.